There are more than 113,000 military veterans in the state of New Hampshire. That's about 8.5% of the total population. And according to the University of New Hampshire's Spring Granite State poll, more than half of those may vote in the GOP primary rather than in the Democratic primary. For a look at how veterans may vote in the New Hampshire primary this coming January, we turn to Andrew Smith, the director of the UNH Survey Center. Welcome, Andrew.
Thank you for having me.
Your poll found that nearly 54% of veterans planned on voting in the GOP primary. Was this surprising to you?
Not really. If you look at how voters think of themselves in terms of their party identification, we see fairly consistently that more than half of veterans, or veteran households, I should say, consider themselves Republicans. So in our most recent poll, 55% consider themselves Republicans. Only 26% consider themselves Democrats. And if you look at how that breaks down among registered voters, it's almost a 3-to-1 margin. 37% of veterans consider themselves, or say that they're registered as Republicans. Only 12% say they're registered as Democrats. So it's not surprising that they're choosing to vote in the Republican primary.
What did this poll tell you about veterans' participation in the primary compared to the general population?
I think it's going to be higher than the general population, given their background and given especially the importance of some veterans' issues, certainly the VA, but also the ongoing wars conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan. I think veterans are paying particular attention to that. And I think that's also a reason that they've gone more recently into in the last couple cycles, gone Republican, because Republicans have emphasized those foreign policy issues more so than have Democrats.
Are veterans currently saying which candidate they prefer?
I would say on the Republican side, it's the same sort of mix that we see with among the regular voters, in that there is no real leader at all. Among veterans, about 16% like Jeb Bush, about 14% like Marco Rubio, get down to Rand Paul at 8% or so. But it's not too much different than what you see among other voters. Scott Walker does pretty well, too, at 15%. It's not that much different on the Republican side because we have so many candidates, and it's still so early that I don't think any of the voters are paying that much attention and certainly haven't decided who they're going to support.
What kind of candidate do veterans as a group traditionally go for?
Well, John McCain, for example, did very well here. And I think that one of the things that you see among veterans is they tend to like candidates who have either been veterans themselves or who have demonstrated experience in veterans' issues, either the VA issues or on foreign policy issues.
In general, does having a lot of boots on the ground fighting overseas change veterans' voter participation?
I don't know that it changes the level of participation, but it certainly changes the interest that veterans might have in those conflicts. So if there are boots on the ground, veterans, they don't want to be there either. People in the military don't really want to be there. And veterans, I think, feel that as well if they've served in conflict. But at the same time, once we're pulling back from these conflicts, and some of these countries, Afghanistan and Iraq, are not being as stable as we'd hoped, I think veterans get frustrated by that fact as well, that they and their colleagues have spent an awful lot of time and money and lives in these areas, and we're not seeing as successful outcomes as they could possibly have. So I think that's one of the major reasons that you're likely to see higher turnout among veterans than you would think of among the general population.
How would you describe the level of influence veterans may have in the primary election this year?
Well, in a primary like the Republican primary, where there are going to be a lot of veterans voting, they could be an important group. And any candidate that can successfully reach out and galvanize that support, and especially through some of the veterans organization, I think will be able to do pretty well, especially since this year we have so many Republicans that are running among declared and potential Republicans. You know, we're up close to 20 candidates. So somebody could win with 25% of the electorate in the Republican primary. And if they're able to do particularly well among veterans, that might be the level of support that gets them over the top.
In your view, what will the candidates have to do to get the voters to the polls this January?
It's certainly a matter of organization. Organization is key to any Republican or any New Hampshire primary, and that means identifying voters, talking with them, making sure that the issues that they are interested in are being addressed by your candidate. And then come election day, make lots and lots of phone calls and email messages and even knocks on doors to get those people to the polls. So there's the organizational aspect. But the message aspect is also important as well. And in this case, I think they speaking to veterans about issues that are mostly important to them I think is going to be a critical factor.
Andrew Smith, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Andrew Smith is the director of the UNH Survey Center.